you order your Walgreens prescriptions with same-day delivery, it's possible you'll experience some side effects. Side effects may include joy that you won't run out of your pills and disbelief at just how crazy fast the delivery came right to your door. Get your same-day prescription refill today on the Walgreens app.
To use same-day Rx delivery or 1 to 2 business day delivery, you must be opted into prescription status alerts. It will appear as an option of orders before that store's cutoff time for the day. Certain health plans do not cover or participate in same-day Rx delivery. Check with your health plan for further details. Excludes California.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can really control your savings. Because when you drive less, you save more with pay per mile. So you're really in control of your savings. Only paying for the miles you drive. Yeah, life is good when you're in the driver's seat. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings vary subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Norfolk, Illinois.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers return home to the friendly confines of Little John Coliseum as they play host to the Pitt Panthers. As we enter the midpoint of ACC play, the Tigers look to create some momentum into the next stretch of play with a win. Broadcast begins 30 minutes prior to tip. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
Right here on The Roar, 105.5 and 97.5, where every day is game day.
Ships at sea. How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Good.
Good.
Just talking to Kelly and Kwok a little bit as they're running out to fly to their various destinations. You know, and Kelly actually had a question that was, which of four returning players are the most important, would be the most important? And that was, you know, McFadden and Tyler Davis and, you know, Thomas and KJ. And I think the answer is McFadden, too. I think that's the answer. I just think Clemson has such depth on the offensive line, or such depth, excuse me, on the defensive line, that it makes offensive line still the priority. He was the one area where he didn't have problems. I get he's not a prototype left tackle, but he played the position really well. And he'll play in the NFL. It'll be a position switch. He'll play in the NFL. He might even play center. When all is said and done, but he'll play in the NFL, and it's not that he's the best player of that group necessarily, but I think he's the most important. The other thing is, you know, the Hunter Johnson thing. I'm honestly view that more like Kelly does. And Kwok and I were talking about, I agree with Kwok's point that on Hunter Johnson, that, this was our conversation again during the break, that, you know, you can't go into the portal and pluck anybody of value without having guys already in your midst transfer out. That's a dilemma. So it's not like, and again, for those players themselves, they're looking to go somewhere and star. They're not necessarily looking to go somewhere and sit on the bench. So there's not an ideal choice in that. I get that. So you want to, you know, just for building up sort of the skeletal structure of your quarterback room, I can understand why you do it. But other than that, I really don't. I Hunter Johnson did not play well at Northwestern. He was, and that's being kind. You know, and when he left here, he said he was better than Trevor Lawrence. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that all works out. I think it's just another body to me at this point. You know, we'll find out long term how that works out. Clemson basketball last night. A lot of bodies, Ramona. Lot of bodies.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was not good. It was not good. Not a thing of beauty. Texas says, I hate playing Syracuse. Well, you know, look, here's the thing. You can't give up 91 points to Syracuse. Brad Brownell has not had many teams to give up 91 points. And, you know, at halftime, he spoke to them about, you know, getting tougher and we're going to have to be better defensively. Well, the score at halftime was 40-39. That means the second half gave up 51. I mean, you shot 50% from the field and still got beat up at the end of the game. And right now, the problem is individual defense. Okay, that's the problem. You're getting beaten man on man. And that's an issue. You know, I know Coach Brownell views the size of the guards as a concern. I think that's overrated. It depends on how your guards play. You know, again, I saw Connecticut win two national championships with two tiny little guards. The second one was led by Shabazz Napier. All right, and they tore apart bigger guards. They made them pay a price. But your guards have to play well. And quite honestly, Honor and Dawes, you know, Honor has been pretty good. Dawes has been wildly inconsistent. Wildly inconsistent. You know, I said this before. I said this two games ago that I thought Chase Hunter needed to play more. And I know there's been some conversation about this today, and I would agree. I would agree that it's time to insert Chase Hunter into the starting lineup and see what you have. Because, A, you make your guards bigger. He's one of the best athletes on your team, and I've said this forever about him. Even when he was shooting 25%, I said his shot looks good. His form looks good. And he's given Clemson a boost. Now, you go back to that Boston College game, he played 13 minutes. Texter said, Hunter Tyson's been basically no help the last two games. We need him to win. Is he hurt? Yes. See, that's the other problem. Tyson has two bad ankles. I knew he had one bad ankle. I heard Ben say today that both of his ankles are heavily taped. So he apparently has two bad ankles, and it's clearly limiting him. And PJ Hall is hurt. So here's your dilemma. Here's your real dilemma right now, just in terms of what's happening on the court right now. Remember I said individual defense, this team is having trouble. Well, guess what's affected when you have ankle and foot problems? Your individual defense, your lateral movement, your ability to level people off, regardless of position. And right now, here's the dilemma for Clemson. Clemson's two best offensive players, PJ Hall and Hunter Tyson, are both hurt. They're both playing hurt. And it's impacting their defense. It just is. They're not able to move laterally as they would. And so that's a problem. Anywhere you cut it, that's a problem. Those are also two of your three best rebounders, everything else. They're your offense. They're your rebounders. And in Hunter Tyson's case, he's sort of a virtual do-everything guy who's a real good defender when he's healthy, too. A good defender when he's healthy. But he's not. So the Texans is 100% right. I mean, Hunter Tyson is injured, and he's playing like he's injured. It's not his fault. It's just terrible timing. It's terrible timing. And that goes into this not winning individual defense battles. The fact that two of your two best scorers on the team are both injured. And that's impacting your individual defense, which wasn't great as a team to begin with. But I think you have to address it now. I think that I think your starting lineup right now, moving forward, and again, I'm going to include Hunter Tyson and hope that he's, you know, they rub some pixie dust on him or something, he gets better. I'm going to hope for that. But, I mean, make no mistake about it. I mean, again, that's a winnable game that Clemson turned Syracuse into an offensive juggernaut. Because, again, everything Syracuse does is designed to allow their scorers, scorers/shooters, to go one-on-one. And so individual defense becomes paramount. It's you've got to be able to stop your guy. And if you can't stop your guy, then you're as a team, you're not going to guard anybody. And right now, Clemson's having a problem with that. And so to me, again, I don't know what the condition, listen, I don't know what the condition of Hunter Tyson and PJ Hall is going to be game to game. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if at any time we heard that one or the other is going to be out for an extended period of time. And so that'll make things that much worse. But right now, both those kids are playing injured. And they're giving you what they have. They're giving you what they have. That's a dilemma. And again, moving forward, whatever I say right now could all change tomorrow. I mean, we might find, you know, tomorrow, the next day, that one or both of these guys is out. I don't know. But for the moment, I'm going to work under the assumption that they're in. If I get any other word, I'll let you know. But to me, I think right now, again, I'm going to assume that those two guys are playing for the moment. Assuming they're playing for the moment, I think your starting lineup needs to be Nick Honor, Chase Hunter, Hunter Tyson, and David Collins and PJ Hall. I think that needs to be your starting lineup. First guy off the bench is Bohannon. I think that has to be your starting lineup right now. That's what I would go to. You need Honor on the court. He's your playmaker. He's your best assist to turnover guy. And I wouldn't mind actually seeing him be a little bit more aggressive. But I think you need Chase Hunter on the court. I think you need his size, his athleticism on the court. I think you need those things. I think you need his defense on the court. Because there are areas that this team is clearly struggling defensively. You know, Dawes is getting yo-yoed in and out, and I get it. I get it. So I think you start with him out. I think you go Honor, Chase Hunter, Hunter Tyson, all the Hunters. We're going to have all the Hunters. We're going to have all the Hunters in the lineup that we can get. David Collins, who's really continued to play well, and PJ Hall. Again, assuming health. I think that's got to be your lineup. And look, you bring Hemingway off the bench, hopefully to give you some instant offense. Last couple games he's been off, but he was shooting 60% from three heading into the last couple games. You know, his shots haven't gone down the last couple games. And teams are, you know, certainly more aware of him and more cognizant when he comes in. They identify him as a shooter. And so he's not exactly getting great looks at this point, and I think that's got to improve as well. And he picked up two early fouls in the Syracuse game, which sent him to the bench, so that didn't help. He started him because you're playing a zone. You know, Clemson does not have, and I talked about this yesterday, I talked about trying to attack the sweet spot and flashing that guy to the mid-high post and lane 12 feet out. You got, you know, guys who's going to play that role has to be 6'7", 6'8", be able to shoot over the defense, hit that shot, put it on the floor, pass from that position. Well, the guy who most fits that role is Hunter Tyson, but he's hurt. And so he's not fitting that role right now. So Clemson tried several things in that situation. For the most part, none of them worked real well. And then basically they resorted to, well, we're just going to let PJ Hall do what he wants, high and low, and not worry about it because we don't have a perfect answer to that. You know, they did flash Hall to that sweet spot a few times early in the game, but there's no real answer against that zone for that. But look, I thought Clemson passed the ball well. You know, I thought for the most part they generated pretty good offense. Again, look, no one's going to complain about nearly scoring 80 points and shooting 50% from the field. That's good. That should win. That should be enough to win, unless you allow the other team to score 91 and 51 in the second half. And again, I think there are multiple reasons for it. One, I don't think this team is great from a team defense standpoint individually. And it's an area that they've got to get better in, and it's not going to be easy to get better in that. You know, sort of who you are athletically and who you are size-wise define some of that. Then the rest of it is will. But with your two best scorers both being hurt, where that shows up most is on the defensive end, where you've got to be able to move your feet sideways, laterally, to level guys off. And for Hunter Tyson, I think it showed up on both ends. So, you know, look, and whether those two guys are going to get healthy in the middle of the season remains unclear to me. And if they're not, or if they get worse moving forward, things are really going to get rough. Things are really going to get rough. But in the short term, if you assume those two guys are going to try and tough it out, and they have so far, to their credit, then I think it's time to mess with the lineup. I want to bring Hemingway off the bench. I want to bring Dawes off the bench as like the eighth guy. And I want the starting lineup. This is what I would do. The starting lineup would be Nick Honor, Chase Honor, Hunter Tyson, David Collins, and PJ Hall. That's what I'm going with. I think it's my best defensive lineup. And I think that, look, I think Chase Hunter can score. I've been waiting for this guy for a million years. I've talked about him forever. He's had injury issues. He's had other issues. You know, he just hasn't. I thought he flashed a couple games recently, and then he played 13 minutes in the Boston College game, which I was surprised by. I was surprised he played so little in that game. Well, last night, you know, he scored 11 points. He had 8 in the first half, and I think he needs to be on the court because he plays a controlled game, and he can guard, and he gives you a bigger body. And again, he's very, very athletic, extremely athletic. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
Emanating from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing high-speed fiber to homes and businesses, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers return home to the friendly confines of Little John Coliseum as they play host to the Pitt Panthers. As we enter the midpoint of ACC play, the Tigers look to create some momentum into the next stretch of play with a win. Broadcast begins 30 minutes prior to tip. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
Right here on The Roar, 105.5 and 97.5, where every day is game day.
Created for adults 55 and older who seek to get the most out of life, Everlawn Clemson offers beautiful aesthetics and premium amenities without the upkeep. Enjoy five-star cuisine, concierge, and housekeeping services. Entertain family and friends, or take advantage of nearby shopping, restaurants, and entertainment. They take care of the details, so you're free to do your finest living. Now is your time to thrive with Everlawn. Call today for a free tour.
864-760-8968 and online at everlawnliving.com.
If you're an employer looking to fill a vacant role in your company, Veteran One is a nonprofit that specializes in placing veterans into civilian employment. Your membership acts as a donation for transitioning service members to find gainful and fulfilling careers. Veterans can seamlessly and happily transition back into civilian life by attending to one critical need: steady and meaningful employment. We need local upstate employers to help make that happen. Visit VeteranOne/employers today to make a difference in a veteran's future.
It should come as no surprise. The service team at George Coleman Ford does business just like the sales and collision repair teams. They offer service on any vehicle, make, or model. They don't hit you with any hidden fees. They're even open Saturday until 1. And get this, they offer free pickup and delivery to service your vehicle. They take such good care of people, they even have customers who drive nearly 2 hours each way to have George Coleman Ford service their vehicle. Call them at 834-6080 to service yours.
It's bow time. The new Bo's Chicken Sandwich is so hand-breaded, so big league crunchy, and so good. Try it for just $3.99 only at Bojangles.
Why does Walgreens offer copays as low as $0 and 90-day refills? Because we care about Medicare, so you don't have to. I mean, do you really care to hear me go on about same-day prescription delivery making your life easier? Or how there's a pharmacy expert available 24/7 and one-click refills? Well, I just did anyways. Fill your Medicare prescriptions with Walgreens and save.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com/Medicare for complete details.
Julie Terry here with Duck Donuts Greenville. 2021 has come and gone, and Greg and I are very thankful for your continued support. We love helping you bring an extra bit of happiness into your day. Our friendly staff is working hard to bring you the most delicious made-to-order donuts. Come in and experience our unlimited variety of flavors, like the tangy sweetness of our Sunrise Donut, starting with a dip in our house-made lemon icing and finished with a raspberry drizzle. Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
The Upstate's destination for Clemson football game day coverage. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
No, I'm not going crazy, but lately my head and my heart seem to be at least a million miles apart. And my heart says to love you, my head says to run. It's like my heart is too afraid to tell my head what it's done. I know that it could never be the way it was.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about my friend David Green, the Green Law Firm. Look, I don't think I met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. Nope. Nope. And look, I don't know what your issue is. Maybe you're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. I don't know. Whatever your issue is, I know where your solution is. That I can help you with. You think you're the only one who's done whatever you've done. No, a million other people have done what you've done. You just have to know who to call. Either that or you just live under the constant terror and threat that today's going to be the day you get the letter. Don't do that. It doesn't matter whether you have a lien on your property, garnish your wages, whether you have an audit coming up. Call my guy, David Green, the Green Law Firm. David's been working with local and national IRS agents for over 20 years, helping people in the upstate get the solutions. David understands the Fresh Start program. He'll use this program and others to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm understands the tax laws and the ever-changing tax laws. David Green can help you. He's not going to judge you. He's going to help you. So call my guy, David Green. Look, the Green Law Firm can't change your past. They can absolutely change your future, give you the peace of mind and results you're entitled to. From the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years, do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for free strategy session, 271-7940, 271-7940, or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street, in Greenville, or on the web at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal. Trust me, you will thank me later. And honestly, you know, I don't know. I'm looking for clearance on one thing before I say it, but trust me when I tell you that PJ Hall has been dealing with an issue for a long period of time, and people need to have some comprehension of that. and some understanding of that. And again, that's part of this problem right now. You're, as I said, your two best players offensively are both really injured. PJ Hall and Hunter Tyson, they're both dealing with, you know, significant issues. So, you know, moving forward, you know, you hope for the best from those two guys. Look, I'll tell you this. Those two guys have demonstrated remarkable toughness. I can tell you that for certainty. Remarkable toughness. And that's a big part of this individual defense thing. I mean, you have two guys. Yeah. Look, right now you have two guys you cannot possibly win without. And right now, both of them are really just giving you the best they can from a toughness standpoint. So I would suggest still being a little patient with this. And again, I don't know about the opportunity for these injuries to get better during the season. I mean, I think it's going to be a dilemma. Hey, last night, also, Florida State beat Duke again in Tallahassee. Florida State sort of owns Duke in Tallahassee, you know. And how about this? 70-plus-year-old Leonard Hamilton, his teams have won. Let me try this way, Ramon. A game goes to overtime. What does that tell you?
It's they tied.
Right. And so what does that tell you? Just basically.
That they're about even matched.
Exactly. That they're about evenly matched. The fact the game goes to overtime, that they're about evenly matched. So you would think that when a game goes to overtime then, that you would win about half the time. Right?
Yeah.
You'd win half the time.
Yeah, because you start in the overtime period, you start over at zero.
Right. You think you'd win half the time, you lose half the time.
Yeah, I would think.
Leonard Hamilton's Florida State team has won 13 consecutive overtime games, the all-time NCAA record.
Wow.
And, you know, at first you want to say, well, it's still not really a relevant statistical sample size. So, you know, maybe that's that issue. Maybe it's just that over the long term, that'll even out. But I don't think so. I think when you've won 13 straight overtime games, there's a reason. And the reason is Leonard Hamilton does depth. His teams always have great depth. They have great length, athleticism, but they always have great depth. And, you know, everybody else is looking for size. This team has 4 7-footers. Four. And the Butler kid, Ramona, is 7'1", and really? and what's he weigh? Take a guess.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how big they get. 7'1", 200.
Well, no, 200 for 7'1" would be like, you know, like an impoverished country.
Oh, okay. I don't know then.
But in this case, you're right. 250? Most 7'1" guys are going to weigh like 250 plus, even if they're skinny. They're going to weigh 250.
Wow.
Butler weighs 190.
Is that all?
Yeah, 190. Butler weighs 190 at 7'1", but he can play.
Wow.
He's a skinny guy who can play. And, you know, and Mills and Evans, all these guys can play. McLeod 7'4". 7'4".
7'4"?
Yeah, they...
Wow.
And Florida State is starting to get it together again, like they always seem to. You know, I know this group, I know Leonard Hamilton hasn't made a Final Four, but he's come remarkably close, and he's had some bad luck. You know, COVID was bad luck for him. That cancellation was bad luck. But, you know, the guy does not seem to be slowing down at plus 70 years old. He's still recruiting his butt off. He's still bringing 7-footers left and right to Tallahassee. And he's still winning every stinking overtime game he plays. And they won by one last night. But again, I think the reason is because Leonard plays more guys than anybody else. I don't know that that's always the best recipe at tournament times. Sometimes you want to actually sort of thin your bench at tournament times. And you want to play 7, 8 guys. But Leonard is more like the old Dean Smith way. He keeps bringing these guys in waves, and he does wear teams out. And I think that the 13 straight overtime games, I think, is absolute proof that that his way works, at least in those contests. You know, when it's close late, more often than not, they're going to win because they're fresher. You know, when the 50-50 balls, loose balls, they're the ones who are getting to him. So, you know, I think Leonard Hamilton has done a really good job, as always. You know, he's, I think people for years thought he was just a recruiter. I don't think he gets enough credit in that regard. But I think he's just in the overall coaching regard, because I think he's a quality coach too. And I just don't think he gets the credit that he probably deserves. But he doesn't look like he's slowing down anytime. You know, he looks like he could coach another decade. So we'll see how it works out. But Florida State playing well. You know, nationally, we haven't talked a lot about national college basketball lately, but, you know, you have Bruce Pearl down at Auburn. His team has won 13 straight games, and not without reason. He has Jabari Smith, who's probably going to be the number one pick in the draft, and he has Walker Kessler, who might be taken in the top 12 or 15, and probably should be. You know, Kessler was the guy who was, you know, landlocked at North Carolina, the 7-foot-1, extremely gifted player. You know, North Carolina had 4 7-footers, didn't know what to do with them. They wanted Walker Kessler to play in the paint with his back to the basket, and he wanted to play a more versatile game. So Bruce Pearl was able to utilize that to recruit him to Auburn, and now, you know, you're talking about a guy who's just starting to dominate. He had 11 blocks in one game. He's on pace to set like an all-time single-season block mark, and he's a dominant force along with Jabari Smith. I mean, Jabari Smith, I think, is 18 years old. He's just incredible, and like as I said, just a gifted player who's probably going to be the number one pick in the draft. And Pearl, you know, you can talk about this or talk about that. You can talk about how he does it, whatever. He can recruit. He can recruit, and he can coach as well. You know, let's remember that if Auburn didn't suffer an injury to their most important player a couple of years back, they would have already won a national title the year Virginia did. Virginia won because Auburn's best player got hurt and because Virginia was impossibly lucky. Impossibly lucky. But the best team in the country was Auburn. Auburn was the best team in the country. And they might be the best team in the country again. They're certainly in the mix. Gonzaga is lighting it up right now. Now, we'll find out when push comes to shove if Gonzaga's tough enough defensively to win an NCAA title. But Gonzaga's averaging 114 points a game in their league. The other night, they scored 110 on BYU. Listen to this, Marona. Gonzaga, you know, I love the way Gonzaga plays up and down the court. It's the way basketball is supposed to be played. Gonzaga scored 110 points on BYU. They hit that mark with over 7 minutes left in the game. They hit 110. BYU had done some talking. BYU's probably a tournament team. That league might place four teams in the tournament. BYU has done some talking, and Gonzaga answered their talking with a bully beatdown of epic proportions. They put 110 up on them. They hit 110 with 7 minutes left. Gonzaga is scoring massively right now. They're going over 100 every game. And you just, from a purist standpoint, all right, you have to love the way they play. They run, run, run. They're running after misses. They're running after makes. They don't care. They run. Their big guys run. They run. And that's the way the game is supposed to be played. And honestly, to be effective offensively, it's almost a necessity in terms of, you know, today's modern advanced scouting methods on defense and allowing these defenses to set up as you walk the ball up the court. I mean, you have got to beat teams down the court as recipe one. Gonzaga gets more layups and dunks than anybody because they run. And that's why they shoot such an insane percentage. Because while everyone else is firing up 35-footers, Gonzaga is yoking as the whole team runs. And that's why in recent years, and this year's no exception, they shoot these insane percentages as a team, like 55%, which is, you know, impossible, but that's what they do. Seminole Ted, I'll get to you in 1 second. Let me tell you about Water Furnace. By the way, Gonzaga's moved back to number one. Auburn's number two. Arizona is number three. And playing well. And they're being led by a star, too. Purdue, the fighting Jaden Ivey's playing well. Baylor playing well again. Kendall Brown, the 6'8 freshman playing well. They got a couple frosh who are really playing well. Both going to be drafted probably in the top 20 picks. So Baylor, even though they lost those four seniors from last year, just reloaded. So they're right back at it. Let me tell you about Water Furnace and geothermal heating and cooling. Look, there is no heating and cooling like Water Furnace geothermal. Geothermal is the most advanced heating and cooling. Look, the federal government rates these systems. They rate standard heat pumps at 12 to 15 years. I personally have never had one last that long, but that's what they're rated as. The federal government rates Water Furnace geothermal at over 25 years, but the underground coils, the initial expenditure part, at 100 years. And real estate people are recognizing this, and the intrinsic value it adds to your homes. Look, this is Water Furnace geothermal. And here's the good news for you. Because it's so energy efficient, the governments are recognizing that. The federal government's giving you a 26% tax rebate. The state of South Carolina is adding 25%. Now you're at 51% of the initial cost. Then the utility companies are kicking in. Like Blue Ridge is giving you $1,600 a ton. So if it's a 4-ton unit, that's $6,400 more. Now you're down to the cost, near the cost of a standard heat pump. With all these additional benefits, including energy efficiency, how long it'll last. You know, about 2/3 of your power bill comes from your heating and cooling. On that 2/3 of your bill, you're going to get a 50 to 60% monthly savings. So call my friend Brian with Water Furnace Geothermal today, 864-735-8081, 864-735-8081. Seminole Ted, you're up first. We get back. Quick break.
Feel the wind with a Tohatsu high-power outboard motor from McCurry's Outboard Repairs. Reliability, dependability, and simplicity is what you get in a Tohatsu high-power outboard motor. Available from 75 horsepower to 250 horsepower. Tohatsu, the oldest commercial outboard motor builder in the world since 1956, with a 5-year factory warranty. See your local Tohatsu dealer. McCurry's Outboard Repairs at the Greenville Boat Show, January 27th through the 30th. Call 225-8704.
Your home is on a free and renewable source of energy. Water Furnace Geothermal Comfort Systems use that energy to heat and cool your home and provide hot water. There is a 26% federal tax credit and a 25% South Carolina tax credit on Water Furnace Geothermal Systems. Plus, you can get a $1,600 per ton rebate as a Blue Ridge Electric Co-op customer. Call Brian Harden at 735-8081. Water Furnace, a game changer for your home.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick, the type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera, and the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
David Green and the professionals at the Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
It says a lot when the same guy has been running the service department at George Coleman Ford for nearly 30 years. Kurt Shockley oversees a team that takes care care of any make or model. They offer free pickup and delivery to service your vehicle, and there are no hidden fees. Plus, the service department's open Saturdays until 1. And you want to know a secret? They're about to begin changes that will take them into the next millennium. Call the George Coleman Ford Service Department at 834-6080. You'll thank me later.
Hey, Tiger fans, 2022 Clemson baseball season tickets are currently on sale. Coach Monty Lee and your Clemson Tiger baseball team open the season on February 18th, and you can be there for every game by purchasing your season tickets. Home series include matchups against Miami, Florida State, NC State, Georgia Tech, as well as our annual home games against South Carolina and Georgia, and many more. So log on to ClemsonTigers.com to purchase your Clemson baseball tickets and come back home to Clemson.
Life is about connections in our homes, our jobs, our communities. Connections that make the upstate an incredible place to live. Connections that depend on reliable, high-speed internet. So shouldn't your broadband support your connections? Now it can. Introducing Upcountry Fiber, powered by Blue Ridge Electric and WCTEL. A stronger connection for today's digital world. Register your interest today at upcountryfiber.com.
Undisputed sports talk leader for the upstate.
Let's go down, you fired it!
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Cold-heartedly you took me in with sweet words of deceit. Now the truth rolls like a fire through me. Painful to believe, but I will not be defeated. The hurt will only make me strong. God as my witness, I'm gonna right this wrong.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in. Actually, it's a good time. 654-767. People always complaining. Seminole that you can't get in, you get in now. Seminole Ted and Robert, you two are up first right now. Seminole Ted, congratulations, Ted.
Hey, thanks for the good words, and thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I tell you, 13 overtime wins in a row, that tells you they're playing close games. And it's like you said, the legs mean it all because they have so much depth. And he plays, you know, 11, 12 people a game.
Yeah, that's not an accident.
You have that ability, that luxury.
It's not an accident. When other people are fatigued in overtime, the fact that Florida State and Leonard Hamilton play so many guys, that's why they're winning. That, you know, if it was somebody else who played 7, 8 guys, I would say it's just a freak accident and it will revert and now you'll lose 13 in a row. But now Florida State, there's a reason they win these games in overtime. It's because they play so many guys. They have great depth.
Well, and not only that, it allows them to keep harassing them in the backcourt when they're trying to get plays up the court.
Well, yeah, you know, it's all part of the game. Yeah, it's all part of that, playing a lot of guys and staying fresh defensively and offensively.
So I didn't get to watch the Clemson game last night, but I'm just curious as to what would make for such a big second-half collapse. And I can understand why some of the fan base will want to throw that at Brad Brownell. But what does he do to mitigate that, and why did they play so good in the first half and fall apart in the second half? And I'll take that off the air.
All right, Ted, thank you. Well, again, your two most important offensive players are playing with significant injuries. And it's a problem because if you don't have them on the court, you have no chance. But it's a challenge on the defensive end because they've got to move laterally and it's an issue. So, you know, health is a big issue that Clemson's facing right now. And I'm not exactly certain when or if those issues will be resolved. I think one of them won't be resolved. The other one, the Hunter Tyson situation, maybe. But that's an issue, and individual defense has been a little bit of a problem for this team this year, and it was last night, before you can be great from a team defensive standpoint, you've got to have good individual defenders. You know, it's like Brent Venables used to say when I had him on the show early in the day, and he said, you know, well, we've got to be able to win one-on-one matchups. Right. You got to be able to win one-on-one matchups. And if you can't, then you can be the greatest defensive mind of all time. It won't matter. It won't matter. So, yeah, I mean, that's a dilemma right now. But, you know, one thing I think people need to understand is you have two guys who are battling through injury right now. Robert and Georgia, and then Robert and Anderson. It's the all Robert segment of the show, Romano. Robert, how are you?
I'm good, Walt, and you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
I wanted to talk about Clemson basketball, and then I got a question about NCAA basketball in general.
Yeah,
I understand that Clemson's two of their better players are hurt, but, man, I just have to say some of the excitement I had earlier in the season has worn off.
Well, I understand
One of the questions I have, I've always loved watching small guards play. But is that day over? Are we in a – do you think – I mean, are there small guards out there right now that are doing the things that, you know, the Connecticut guards were doing? You know, I come up in an era of the Muggsy Bogues and, you know, and
– Well, you know, look, I mean, first of all, Connecticut had Kemba Walker, Shabazz Napier, which were two really special players. And, you know, and Napier sort of learned with Walker, played with Walker, and then took over for Walker. But Connecticut was playing in those championship seasons. They were playing fundamentally two point guards, and they would play one of them off the ball, and you would never be 100% sure what way they were going to play it. But they punished people. When they went up, for example, the year they went up against Kentucky, Kentucky had 6'5", 6'6", guards, and people were saying, oh, no, Kentucky's going to be a problem. Connecticut ate their lunch. Those guards killed Kentucky because they impacted Kentucky on both ends. You know, you would have thought, well, Kentucky's going to post you up. No, not if you can't get to where you want to get on the court. And those guards got into your dribble. They got into your dribble defensively, and they made your life miserable. And on the other end, you were way too slow to level either one of them off. And so, you know, Connecticut won those battles. Well, Clemson's not winning those battles. You know, that's the real problem. It's not the two small guards. It's that the two small guards aren't winning those battles. And, you know, which is why I don't think you can play both of them at the same time right now. You know, I think right now you've got to focus on Nick Honor and his ball integrity. The fact that, you know, he has a good assist to turnover ratio. He's playing, for the most part, he plays sound basketball. Well, you need that on the court. But neither one of those guards are breaking people down. You know, those Connecticut guards could bust you from outside. They could shoot it from anywhere, and they would kill you off the bounce, too. But that's not happening here. So, yeah. No, I just think that I still think that six-foot guards can rule the day, and guards do rule college basketball, but it just depends on the quality of your guards and how well they're playing.
Yeah, because you brought up a point that I was going to ask you about is getting into their dribble.
Yeah.
You know, when I was coming up, the small guys could always get into the big guys and get into their dribble and had a lot of steals. Well, you know, Dawson and Honor aren't anywhere to be found in the steals rankings.
No, and I had hoped for that. One of my hopes this year, and I spoke to Coach about that before on air, was that, you know, I hope that those two guys could do some of that, you know, that you could extend and get into bigger guards' dribbles and bother them and force their offense out higher. But that hasn't happened.
But David Collins, on the other hand, is ranked 114th in the country in steals. So let me ask you this, and then, I had one more question about basketball in general. Could you not play Collins and Hunter if the guards are not – is one of them not a point guard? Or you know more about basketball than I ever will.
Well, look, I think right now, assuming the health of Hunter Tyson and PJ, that they're going to be able to continue to play, I think right now you go to a starting lineup of Nick Honor, Chase Hunter, Hunter Tyson, David Collins, and PJ Hall. And I think you try and be consistent with that. And what you hope to get out of Dawes off the bench is a little bit of juice. You hope to get that out of Hemingway, the shooting, et cetera. And Bohannon, who has been a solid player for you all year. And I think that you focus on those eight guys right now, where you can. Yeah. Now PJ is going to need some relief, and Shefflin has been pretty good in that regard. But I think if you go with Nick Honor, you got a guy who protects the ball, and you go with Chase Hunter, who I think is a better offensive player than he has shown or been allowed to show to this point, and I think he dramatically upgrades your defense.
Yeah. I'll leave you with this. NIL, I don't keep up with basketball, but all the talk of NIL I've heard is college football. What's going on with NIL and college basketball? Is it just that the best players are already getting paid, and if they went NIL, they'd have to take a pay cut or what? I don't know, but yeah. I haven't heard any NIL talk about college basketball, and I was just wondering if you had. And, Walt, I appreciate you getting me in, man.
Thank you, Robert. Yeah, it might be some of that. Maybe some of what you just hit on. Robert and Anderson. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you for getting in, Robert, as always.
All right. I didn't want to do a complete 180, but I had to get your opinion of the playoff games this weekend. I think the Buffalo game is going to be really interesting. And also Tampa Bay, I don't know whether Wirfs is going to play. They say he's in a boot with his ankle. And I just wanted to hear your opinion on all the games, San Francisco and all of them, if you have time.
Yep.
And I listen on the radio, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Robert, as always. I know your main interest is Tampa and the Brady situation. Robert's a New England fan originally. Tampa is an extremely injured team. They got some of their guys back defensively last week. The secondary has still been banged up. Losing Wirfs is enormous because your backup's also hurt and not very good either. There's just a massive drop off, and Brady was sacked four times last week against the Eagles as a result. And he's a guy who gets the ball out of his hands in just over 2 seconds. So, he's a hard guy to get on the ground, but the Eagles managed to do it. Well, the Rams' pass rush is better than the Eagles. And the Rams are bringing heat from everywhere. You got the dynamic edge guys. You got Von Miller, who they brought back, who they brought to L.A. And obviously, in Aaron Donald, you have the best interior pass rusher in the game. So there are some issues in there. And Jensen got hurt last week, too. He wrapped it up and came back in. But Wirfs tried to go back in the game, and it was a disaster. I still don't understand that. I don't understand why they put him back into a 17-0 game. He came in and basically collapsed under his own weight in like one or two plays and had to be helped off the field. Why they thought that was a good idea in a game you were leading 17-0 when you were obviously going to need him for the next round opponent, which turns out to be the Rams, and I think that means you need him even more. Honestly, there are a lot of things that favor the Rams here. Tampa's lost their top receivers. They've lost Brady's favorite target in Brown, his second favorite target in Godwin. You're really moving down the list. Now, Brady has distributed the wealth. It's as Arian said the other day, he's not worried about it because Brady's going to put 30 points up no matter what. And there is something to that. But right now, your defense is going to have to rise up and play way better than it's played this year. The Eagles game is a hard game to judge in terms of evaluating the Tampa Bay defensive performance because all they did is play one-on-one coverage on the outside, load the box, take away the run, and the Eagles just basically contributed to their own demise by failing to take those shots on the outside. Something that Aikman ranted about during that game and also ranted about the Dallas game. I actually want to talk about that for a minute. So we might include that as part of this discussion. It's going to be a challenge for Tampa. There's no question about it. And they're going to have to play really well to beat a Rams team that you felt gained a lot of confidence in that Arizona game. Now, you know, the one good thing from a Tampa standpoint is they got behind in that game in L.A. early. Brady wound up throwing for 420-something yards in that game and led them back, but it was still a 34-24 game, and it felt like the Rams controlled it. But I think Tampa felt like the Rams sort of rubbed their face in it with their antics and everything else, acting like they won the Super Bowl. So I think you're going to get a highly motivated Tampa team. And Tampa is not Arizona, you know, so I want to know more about the Wirfs injury, Robert. I want to know, you know, is he playing? What percentage will he be at? You know, but because I think that's going to be key. And you got to realize, you know, regardless of the level of his ankle injury, I mean, that's a big man. I mean, you know, Tristan Wirfs is a 360-pound human being. So that's a lot of pressure on that ankle. And when he came back in the game and tried to play on it, he was just hobbling around. I was sort of shocked that they let him back on the field. And I did not think it was a good idea. Only my television knows that. My television knows and the walls know. I did not think it was a good idea to bring Wirfs back in the 17-0 game. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
My Garage by Essex is proud to service the Clemson area with excellent service on all makes and models. They are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. With life being uncertain, you know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex. Taking